W Mobile.
BA, I didn't catch your call. Who's this?
Game 4 BWA, W4DJW. Are you ready to go flying this afternoon?
My batteries are charging as we speak.
I got 3 batteries to go. So we're doing the same thing. I finally, on that new flight controller, finally, after weeks of working on it, learning this new thing, I finally got 2 GPSs working at once. And using the new, using the other satellite, the celestial satellites, that's what they call it. Anyway, had 39 satellites, had a horizontal delusion of precision of like 0.2, from the lowest I've ever seen it. And it put up this new thing saying that it's within a decameter now. Instead of being accurate to the meter, it's accurate to the decameter, 10 times more accurate.
If it's accurate to a decameter, that's 300 feet.
A decameter is a tenth of a meter, which is 3.9 inches.
Okay. All right, I'm trying to remember my metrics. But no, I'm going to be ready to go. I'm going to fly the Radian. I'm going to fly the UMX. And I've got the Bloody Wonder and the 182.
All right, you got a full library of them ready to go. That's cool. Did you figure out what was up with the Radian and the rudder push rod?
Not discovered a way to get into the length of the fuselage yet. I haven't found a way in without splitting it with a knife and then trying to rejoin it, and I don't want to do that. I'm just weighing the amount of slop on the rudder versus the impact of taking that fuselage apart.
You can tug that push rod outer shell from each end and tighten it up, and then spot glue it at each end with it drawn tight so that it can't flex somewhere down inside that foam in the fuselage.
Did not help.
You watch the foam around the servo while you're exercising it, and it doesn't move.
That slop has to be coming from the length of that push rod.
Yeah, there's probably a brace somewhere down in the middle there that when he planted it, which broke the cowl, whenever he did whatever he did that broke the cowl, it probably came loose inside there.
That's some pretty insufficient construction then, because I examined the fuselage very, very closely. There is not a crack. There is not a compression of foam. There is nothing along that fuselage to indicate that there was any damage. And what he told me he did was he landed with the motor still spinning, which is pretty much I have to agree with him on, because the cowling that I replaced with the firewall showed no scrapes, dents, dings, or anything. It was just cracked up there at the front. So the long and the short of it, I'm passing this off as some really, really poor design.
Keep in mind, it's not the original Radian. Right? The original one was a fantastic animal. This bird, it was fantastic. This is one that Horizon converted into a moneymaker, which always, you know, depreciates them greatly.
Strip it down, cut the manufacturing cost down to the bare bone, and just absolutely make it as cheap as possible, which is not near the quality of the original. That is the Horizon way.
A lot of Chinese manufacturers that see that, it's obvious that they see it, because they're doing the same thing that the Japanese auto manufacturers did to the U.S. auto manufacturers when the U.S. auto manufacturers did the same thing that Horizon is doing, and it cost them dearly, the U.S. auto manufacturers. So you'd think Horizon would wake up, but no.
many years ago, we shifted from quality of manufacture over to absolute minimum, well, just absolute minimum in everything in products produced. So, you know, hey, we're getting what we asked for.
It's a bang good, and you could see airplanes on there that you could buy. You know, one you pay $300 for at Horizon, you'd pay like $60 for it, bang good. And when you got it, it was $60 worth of airplane. That's all it was. It wasn't any good. I mean, you could make it fly, but it wouldn't last long. But nowadays, when you order one from them, it's a $300 airplane, and it's 100 times better than anything you can get at Horizon.
Yep, so what are you out doing today?
Some hydrogen peroxide. I was hoping I can get some when I was out at Lowe's yesterday, but I didn't see any. So I'm coming out to Target, because when I Googled who has it, CVS has it for $3 a bottle, and Target has it for $1 a bottle. So I can pick up some other things I was needing at the store at Target, too. So I just came out to Target. I haven't been here in a long time. So I just came out here to get some hydrogen peroxide to work on those floors that saw that I got yesterday will be for.
Like fun, Bubba. If you notice you need any help, all you got to do is give me a call. But anyhow, in the meantime, I'm looking at about 3:15 being down there, and I'm going to fly until after dark. We're going to try the light show on that radius.
Keep in mind, the wind is going to get up to 18 today, but tomorrow and Saturday, it's never going to get above 3. So just keep that in mind. It may be tapered off by the time we get there, but last I looked, it was going to get up to 18-mile-an-hour winds at some point today. And tomorrow, the high wind is 3 miles an hour, so tomorrow and the next day is going to be great. Anyway, I got to go in. I'm in the parking lot in Target. Talk to you in a little bit. K4VWA, W4DJW.
Roger, roger. Go in there and clean them out. And, oh, man. Story of my life. If it ain't raining, it's windy. 73's K4, good area clear.
For HWI, listen and mobile.